My friend, there are a lot of voices these days that tell you you can do anything you want. You live any way you want and still make it to heaven. But you know what? That's contrary to the scriptures. The Bible doesn't teach that. No, my friend. In fact, the Bible says that true Christianity is a life of self-denial.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad that you could join us today, and we are in the book of Mark, chapter 8, and I'm going to read, beginning with verse 34. When he had called the people to himself, that's Christ, with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself." Did you say deny? That's exactly what the Bible says. Jesus said that if you want to come after him, you're going to have to deny yourself, which means to deny you what you want, your ways, your will, your desires. You're going to have to put those aside. Then he says, "And take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" You know, I want to talk about the fact that true Christianity, what is true Christianity? Well, true Christianity is a life of self-denial and a life that follows after God. True Christianity is not salvation by works, but you're saved by grace through faith. It's the gift of God, lest any man should boast. We are saved only through the blood of Jesus Christ, as he is the perfect sacrifice God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me." There's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. No, my friend, we cannot save ourselves. Our goodness, our works, our efforts, nothing suffices the Lord, a holy God. There is nothing that can bring forgiveness for sins except Jesus Christ. His blood is sufficient, Colossians 1 and 14. My friend, I pray that you look to the Lord by faith and believe him and put all of your trust in the living God. Put all your weight on Christ. My friend, there is no greater joy than to know that you're saved and forgiven, washed and cleansed from your sins. But here, the life of a Christian or true Christianity is a life of self-denial. No longer are you walking according to your will, your ways, what you want, but now you're walking according to the will of God. You see, my friend, it's imperative that we surrender our will, our lives to the Lord. We have our agenda, our plans, our future, everything mapped out, but God wants you to put that aside to where you can follow his plan, his purpose, his agenda, his future that he has for you and your life. No greater joy than a Christian that is following God, no matter how hard it may be or difficult it might be. If you're in the will of God, that is the best place to be. You see, there's a Christianity or so-called Christianity today. It says, "I can do whatever I want, whatever I please. I can live however I want and still make it to heaven." No, that's not what the Bible teaches. I'm sorry, but it's a narrow way, and there are few be that find it. Wide's the road that leads to destruction, and many go after it. My friend, today the church seems to be pushing it, the road, wider and wider and wider. But Jesus said it is a narrow way. My friend, would you follow Christ?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.